around in some local
okay
rock
we're back on air, I think, Ollie. Hopefully we are back on air. I don't know why we got taken off air then. And Ollie,
I do.
Sean Maguire had a rant and told it as it was.
No, but Sean, please, instead of joking anyway, check it out. Check when these things cut out. It's like, for me, it's like, since I've done hundreds of interviews, it's very obvious that it's exactly when you start really pointing, really saying things that matters, cut out. If you start naming names, the real names, yeah, when it's spot on, it cuts out.
Well, listen,
I mean, call
Ollie,
that coincidence or not, but...
Well, I don't believe in coincidence, okay? And I also know how powerful we are, and they're all listening to us. When every single individual on this planet turns not to the mirror, Ollie, but turns the mirror on them.
Excellent.
And shows them exactly who they are and what they're doing. Our children, it doesn't matter if they threaten me or my family tomorrow, because we're already threatened and being abused. That's what's happening. So, you know, that fact is something that has to sink in. That when I spent a lot of the morning, Ollie, collecting beautiful blackberries from the garden. A wonderful thing to be doing, coming in and making smoothies for the dinner and all the rest of it. And then I think to myself, you know, I look up and I see the spraying going all over the place. Mm. So do we get, you know, that paranoid thing again? It's not paranoid, is it? It's being aware. Okay. Mm. And you look and you think, oh God, so these blackberries have been sprayed and this and this and the water's this and this and that. Mm. We're being attacked. That is what is going on. So fear has to go. Fear has to be gone, because everyone's saying, oh, if we do that, they'll cut our money off, or they'll do this, or they'll do that. Do you know what? We're all stronger, and the community spirit that is oozing out of us, that's been suppressed for bloody 50 to 100 years recently in Ireland, it's ready. It's ready to help each other. I mean, I'll tell you what, I wasn't going to do this, but I really, really am going to do this. A van pulled up, and I know they were, you know, travellers trying to sell it, make a few bob and all that in, around here. And the fella says, I walked out the door, he beeped his horn, and I looked out the window, and he waved at me, okay? So I went out the door, and he shouted out his window, do you want to buy a mattress? And I said, only if it's stuffed with money. Right? And then he went, ah, ha, ha, ha. Do you want to buy a wardrobe? And I said, the same thing, only if it's stuffed with money. Right. And then, so we had a bit of a crack, and I did poetry, and we, you know, we had a chat, and I told him about People's Internet Radio, and hopefully they'll spread the word, and I gave him a few cards. But you know what? I was looking at the card he gave me, and this is what it's come to. He is, he's PMC, Ballinasloe Contractors. He does roofs, drives, paths, and patios. So he doesn't just sell mattresses and wardrobes, okay? That's obviously his other job, or one of them. His name's Michael. He's in Galway, Ballinasloe, County Galway, Breckerna. Now, the interesting thing is, he puts on his card, nothing to pay until the job is done and you're happy with it. Now, that's something you don't get really much, do you? You know, if somebody has to buy bits and bobs, they, you know, they have to come and do the job and all the rest of it. So it's down to trust. So he realizes that because he's a traveler or in a big white van, or he might be selling mattresses one day and doing roofing the next, that he might not be trusted by people. So this is the thing. Once we start to trust each other, the guy was gorgeous. He was lovely. I'd have invited him in for a cup of tea. Do you know what I mean? Whereas there were other people that I wouldn't invite in for a cup of tea, and they wear collars and ties. Do you know? So it's getting to trust each other, and getting to trust that we can share information with each other. Because once we start doing that, that's when everybody starts to know what's going on. Even if it's to eradicate it. If somebody says something to me, I go, really? Is that true? And maybe it isn't true. But go and have a look and see, and it might open the door to something else. There's, you mentioned coincidence, and I said I don't believe in them. So if somebody says something to you, they're probably you know, there is probably a reason for it. And therefore we go and have a look. But these elites and these evil, some people say Satanists, some people say Luciferians, some people say this, that and the other, Freemasons, whatever. I don't care who, whatever they subscribe to. They are interested in power and at the detriment and no harm in killing people. I mean, what sort of mentality is that? I mean, you were saying about the you don't understand how someone could be a serial killer, that sort of mentality. It's the same with raping and maiming and paedophilia and wars and all the rest of it. It's not in our mentality, really, is it?
No.
No.
I think what this guy was doing was absolutely a beautiful example. You know, get the trust back. You know, put yourself out there. Let your words start count again. There's just because they've been corrupt in the top, that has just corrupted the whole society because everybody's just given up saying, if they're going to screw me, I'm going to do the same. But let's move it from the bottom up instead. You know, let's start becoming really honest. Let our words count. A handshake is the man. What you say is what you stand for. These type of things. Get it back in there.
Do you know what's really important is to be a man of your word. I tell you what, I'm going to make a confession right now. Okay. I didn't think this radio show was going to take off at all. I thought I'd be on the air for a couple of weeks and I'd be gone. Okay. I came on to do a fluoride thing about 2.5 years ago and I'm still here. Right. But the thing is, it got so big and it got so amazing. I don't know if I've let people down or not. Guys, if you're out there and I've told you to come on the show and then I've forgotten, give me a reminder. I'm not an organization. I'm not organized. I haven't got a personal assistant. I do it all myself. Do you know what I mean? So this is the thing. We need to talk to each other. Don't be sitting there thinking, oh, that bastard Sean, he didn't get in contact with me when he said he would. Do you see what I mean? We need to get that trust back. Come and tell me if I've forgotten something. I like put my hand up and go, oh God, yeah, let's sort it. And that's the same with all of us. Let's be men and women and children of our word.
Wonderful. I just want to say as well to whoever who does this thing with Skype. For one thing, come on, guys. It is ridiculous. You know, actually, get a life. Go home, take care of your wife and children. You know, life is short. For you to do a thing like that, especially when you breathe the same air with chemtrails as we do, when your blackberries are poisoned as well, when your water that you drink while you're sitting listening to this, trying to decide when you're going to cut us out. I mean, you are in this as well. It's so stupid what you're doing.
Absolutely.
You should be amplifying this, you know, spread it out instead, spread it out to your colleagues in the MI5, 6, 7, whatever, Q, blah, 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 or NSA, whoever is listening in. You know, use the radio instead. Then you will get a better sound, maybe. You know, it's you're doing it to yourself.
And this is
by stopping us, you are hitting yourself in the back of the head. It is your children that had to pay as well. So stop it. Come on, stop it.
And I often say, you know, if you're listening in, look who you're working for and then realize what you are doing and what you are involved in. I mean, I'm watching photos and videos of Angarda Síochána, that's our police force, okay, who are supposed to be, you know, working for the people and only involved in breaches of the peace and keepers of peace. Causing a human barrier so that Irish water can fit killing machines, sorry, smart meters into our homes, which will make us pay for poisoned water. As I said, I came on here for fluoridation issue at the beginning. Do you know? So it's all incredible that these people are willing to do it. I mean, they're now corporate entities feeding the corporate machine and helping it when they actually had an oath to serve us and help us. Crazy.
And the thing is that the power behind this, if you want to call it power, I don't know what to call it, the minority that are behind all this mayhem, they do not care about you at all. Does not matter if you have a soldier's uniform or a police uniform or whatever it is. They do not care about you. You're an empty uniform. The same second that you do not fill into their agenda, you are out. You're out. Look at all the veterans coming home in the States. They went out there and NATO troops as well. I mean, go out into war thinking they're going to fight for freedom and democracy and not understanding why are everybody throwing rocks at us? How come this awful enemy are mostly kids? How come that, what am I doing, you know, shooting, raping, killing people in countries where I don't understand what I'm doing in? And then you come home and have to pay with, because you have put it on your karma, the blood of these innocent people. And the thing is to inform yourself about whose agenda are you serving? All of you in uniform, you're the ones doing it to the rest of us. You're the ones defending them totally mad. They are totally, when you look at the mindset behind it, it is absolute unreal madness that is behind their agenda.
It
and we
is.
Need to get this world back in balance. So you have to be the ones that with some kind of courage wake up and step out of it. Come back to us. And I would say to all listeners and so on, please find police officers that are worth admiring. There are loads of them around. And really honor them, you know. Really show them that you appreciate what they're doing, being a real police officer, doing his job or her job to protect us from whatever criminality is going on or attack or whatever. Show them that by doing the right thing, they will be appreciated because they're being pumped with information that will make them fear us.
You know? Yes, yes.
So appreciate the good ones. Make it so that it will start spread in their ranks. My God, maybe I should become a good one as well.
You know? Well, you know, unfortunately, it looks like the system itself is only employing people under a certain IQ. Also, anyone who really did care and is caring and does sort of, you know, show a bit of empathy and stuff seem to be getting their office jobs and taking off the beat. So it does look like they want thugs. It does look like they want people in armor. It does look like they want us to protest on the street so they can put a few agent provocateurs in there and create a police state. That is really what it looks like they want to do. So we shouldn't be playing that game either. Richard Colson actually says, Sean, one of the ways we can change the system is to teach people how to stop paying the banks. You could do a lot more in that regard. When did you last have a guest that has concrete information on how to avoid paying the banks? Well, Richard, I've had plenty over the couple of years, and maybe check them out. And also we continue to look on that way. And if you don't know about it, then check out Vin's shows, and anything John McCann does is pretty cool on PIR. We all have our niches. I'm talking to wonderful people like Ollie, and I'll have Horda Torferson, and we're going a bit global on Out of the Bag. It's a bit different, Richard, but love you to bits. And obviously we'll touch on those parts of things and stop paying the banks and all the rest of it when we can. But it is done on People's Internet Radio, is covering all sorts of different subjects, other shows. Joan McGuire says, excuse me, Joan McGuire says, does your guest know about TISA, T-I-S-A?
No.
Okay. Neither do I, Joan. Maybe you can inform us. And then SD says, FN drones. And Dermot, I do not ignore you at all, but you have been repeating yourself quite a lot in here tonight. And I thought you were spamming the room, to be honest. But anyway, if it's a problem you have with your computer, you are forgiven. Otherwise, stop bloody spamming the room, Dermot. Kieran Mahan says, Garda are robots, most of them. 4K carrots, the banality of evil. Anyone who has been confronted by the spooks or goons will easily identify with that. And
can we have a poem?
Pardon?
Can we have another poem?
You can have another poem, and I'll tell you what I'll do after that. I will play one of my favourite all-time tracks, but I'm going to pick a poem for you. Hang on, my bag's fallen on the floor. Ooh. The answer is love, really, isn't it? And I know that sounds all hippy-dippy, but to be honest, every single individual I meet in the street and a car flies by and there's a driver in it, I just wish them well, don't you?
Love is the answer. I tell you, love is the answer. Not love, I fancy you, baby, that type of love, but love on the highest frequency we're talking about, the power that makes a parent be able to jump into a burning house or a mother to lift a car off her child. That love, you know, that it's miraculous. And that is also why this so-called elite, they're so aware of the danger with love when it comes to them, because they're trying to push us down to keep us fearful, which is a very, very low frequency, because they fear the higher one. So I tell you, just by filling your heart with love, pure, the power of love, that will make it so hard for them just to reach you. And just like you so beautiful put it, if you keep your mind filled with love and wish everybody well around you, all the meeting, even people or when people start shouting at you or threaten you, if you can keep focused on love, my God, you're making a big difference to the world, I tell you.
Yeah, I think so. And Kieran Mahan, now I will look back at the rest of the chat room, but Kieran Mahan, the last thing he's put in is just love and trust. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
So, It is fantastic.
So I've picked two short poems because they came out together, folded up together, so they were. So I'll give you the two of them, shall I?
Wonderful.
Okay, this is called Feel It, and it goes like this. Locked inside the bedroom door is all the paradise we need. We create heaven on earth on the bedroom floor, forgetting lust, forgetting greed. In each other's arms we lie, knowing we wish to be together. All thoughts of daytime anguish die, and we realize we are here forever. Tomorrow is another day, and we create each passing story. We choose to leave things on the way and ready ourselves for coming glory. It will occur before we know, and a life of freedom will unfurl. From our love, our children grow, and from our teachings create a better world. Tell me if you feel the same and you see the changes that I see now. We must all share out the blame, plant the seed and man the plough. When religions and cultures finally get together and realize the irrelevance of color of skin, maybe then will changes be dramatic and the saving of our earth begin. So that's that one.
Yeah, yeah.
It hit the love thing, I think.
It did, indeed.
And this one is called Trivial Pursuits. And it goes like this. Running for election or running for the bus? Which is more realistic to any one of us? Spending loads of money on a game that has no rules while the corporates run the countries, not the politician fools. Just another comedy on TV station one or a soap opera where the storyline has never quite begun. Decisions that affect us on both local and global levels are out of our hands as we're controlled by mindless devils. I know I sound paranoid as I tell you of the facts, but how else can we explain all the ridiculous nation's acts? Things are getting better, I hear you say to me, but I believe that when there are no wars, no hunger, and no ignorant stupidity. There we go.
Beautiful.
And the paranoia was in there too, so bit of synchronicity going on here, I think.
Do you know Bob Marley? He was also one of them that was murdered by Operation 40. Most people don't think it was a murder, but it was a slow murder.
Okay.
And he had a very beautiful saying, I think. He said, I'm just a very simple guy with a very simple wish. I just want to unite mankind.
Sounds all right to me, doesn't it?
Sounds absolutely incredible. And I'm just saying, if I can be part of that, my God, count me in. I'm doing everything I can.
Okay, well, Ollie, I'm going to make a bit of an announcement now, and I was going to save it. But I love you to bits, and I think it's appropriate for this moment. I want to do another show, a different type of show, that I don't interview people so much, and I just waffle and talk about what's going on and all the rest of it, and maybe take callers and have a chat, that type of thing. And I wanted to do it in the afternoon, you know, just maybe an hour long and all the rest of it. But I really want it to be simple. Just the simple poet. I mean, I didn't expect you to be asking me to do poetry. So I'm thinking more down that line of things, but also much, much more talking about the simplistic everyday aspects of getting on. As Richard said, you know, not paying the banks, not doing this, making your life a little bit more cheery and fun whilst we're taking this system down, if you like, and maybe replacing it with other systems with less corrupt people in control. That's basically what it's going to be. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to play a tune and give us a bit of a break. I'm going to play two tunes, okay? But the first tune, I'm going to use it as my theme tune to the hour-long show that I'm going to be doing. And probably call the show Loved Up or The Point or something. I don't know, but it's going to be something a bit different than Out of the Bag. So Tom Metcalf was a guest on my show, and I revisited his music only recently, and I was listening to it again and again as I was, you know, baking the bread and making the blackberry stuff and tinctures and stuff here. I really think the lyrics of this song sum everything up, and I'd love you to have a listen to it as well, although you could, of course, take a wee break and get yourself a drink and all the rest of it. But the first track I'm going to put on is Be the Change by Tom Metcalf, and I'm also going to let it run through to This Will Be My Year by Semisonic. It's two tracks back to back, and we'll have a bit of a break. What do you think, Ollie?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so this is what we should be. We should be the change by Tom Metcalf.
I sit alone upon this chair, taking my voice and hear my words. There's a truth that you've unlearned, the things you knew before your birth. And it's okay if you don't understand, I'll explain, just take my hand. You are the spirit, not the flesh, and there is no such thing as death. You are love and you are light, and yet your earthly paradise has been befouled by hate and lies. So wake up, brothers, wake up wise. Our politicians make me laugh, but certain bankers make me cry, pulling all the strings of war whilst funding both the sides. So martyr me, and may my spirit then be free. Martyr me. Well, I'm not insane, I'm not deranged. In fact, I see things clearly. Please strike me down, then I'll be found upon a page in history. I'm not afraid, I feel no fear, for the truth has set me free. So martyr me. Working man always betrayed, the working girls out on the game, to debt and wage we are enslaved. You must know there's another way, so find your heart and share the wealth. You can't place love upon a shelf from the start, and in good health do some thinking for yourself. Everything you'll ever need is given free by Mother Earth. So pour your pounds out in the street and realize what they are worth. The system is a farce, you see. Shove your money up your ass for me. Imagine what a life on Mars would be, or maybe daydream partially. So when are we gonna find love? And when are we gonna find hope? When are we gonna find love? Martyr me. Martyr me, and may my spirit then be free. Martyr me, if no one else. Well, I'm not insane, I'm not deranged. In fact, I see things clearly. Please strike me down, then I'll be found. Engrave my name in history. Well, I'm not ashamed, I'm not to blame. Only the brave man will succeed. So be the change you want to see in this world, if you believe. Believe in love. If you believe in love, 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 ooh.
faces, painting a picture that better days to come on through. You know I can't stop. Oh Lord. You know I won't stop. 'Cause all my take is all my take. You're not the Lord. I'm no fool. You're not the Lord. So don't shoot.
Welcome back to Out of the Bag. This is Sean Maguire live on People's Internet Radio. That's www.peoplesinternetradio.com, where we are seeking solutions. And that was, I made a bit of a boob. I was going to play Semisonic, This Will Be My Year, but I had Shuffle on, so I ended up playing You're Not the Law by the Dead 60s. But before that was a brilliant track, I think, a really lovely, sweet track by Tom Metcalfe, which pretty much says it all, Be the Change. And I hope you like that, and I'm going to be using that as my theme tune, completely different to the one I have on Out of the Bag, on maybe a new show that we're going to be starting in the next couple of weeks. And hopefully you'll be listening into that, or at least catching the podcasts, because it'll be an afternoon show. So moving on and bringing my fantastic guest back, Ollie Damagard, are you still with me?
I sure am.
Brilliant. Well, look, I tell you what, you offered to stay the last hour because it was going to be Hordur Torferson coming on for this last hour, Ollie, but he's unavailable this week and he's going to be coming on next week instead. So thank you so much for staying on a little bit longer with me. Otherwise, people would just hear more poetry and more music and maybe a few more rants from me. I'm not sure whether they'd like that too much anyway. But look, Ollie, let's get back to your baby, to your research. Does everything link to the CIA? Is everything... Basically, are they the sort of the super troopers for the elites?
I would say absolutely not. It's if you look at the power pyramid, very, very compartmentalized. But if you look on a global scale or the Western world, at least, more or less everything goes. It looks on the lower levels as it's very separate and like the, if we're talking about the CIA, the MI6. South American boss, the Swedish Serpo, and so on. They look very separate and totally, with no, very little connection at the bottom levels. But when you get up to the top of the pyramid, they're all connected. So, when you say that, for instance, 9/11, they say, oh, was it the CIA or was it Mossad? The answer is yes. And with many of these different operations, they're involved. They stand side by side. And I have a friend, the whistleblower Chip Tatum, who was a decover CIA agent for 25 years. He's now a whistleblower, but he was a black op assassin, one of the Night Stalker pilots, you know, these black helicopters.
Yeah.
He was also the commander of a very ultra-secret team called Pegasus, which was a team of assassins under the direct control of George Bush Sr. So, I mean, this guy has been around. And Now I totally lost the thread. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, basically you were saying that Mossad and CIA are the basically one of the same. Okay.
What he said was that he's been part of doing at least 17 assassinations worldwide, I think mostly in Europe and the States. But what he has told me is that very often if they have, for instance, if it's a hit in England, they would use the American part of the whole thing. But then if somebody needs to be taken out, for instance, in the States, then they would use Israeli people or English, or they normally use from other countries, so that it's harder to discover what's going on. So they just swap people, you know, wherever they're needed. And one thing that you will find with when it comes to these major assassinations is that they are like a technical center close to where the hits is going to be carried out. And in this center, or for instance, when they took out Martin Luther King, the fire station right opposite the Lorraine Motel was filled with people in black suits. You know, the people in black suits where nobody knows who they are. They, you know, people who are there don't even know who the other ones are. And this is very often from different security forces, and so on. So it is, have you seen the film JFK where you got, the guy, Joe Pesci playing Dave Ferry?
Yes.
And David Ferry, he just says, it's a crazy game. Everybody keeps changing sides. It's like nobody knows who's who. And it's like wild. White is black is white and white is black. We're behind the mirror. It's a very strange world to get into. And they do it on purpose. It's designed to be totally confusing.
Yeah, it's the definitely confusion is how they work. It's either fear and confusion is the you know, put those two things together.
But also Chip said that when it comes to assassinations, it's not the CIA, it's the DIA. That is the department now used for most of these hits.
Go on, what's the and DIA?
That is the I don't know what D stands for, but that is sort of the more mercenary part of the whole thing. The one where they do the actual hits, the ones that are behind these assassinations and things. That's the DIA. I had never heard of that before I met or I spoke to Chip, so he was the first one pointing it out.
Well, okay, I've got a question for you. Who are the main players now? I mean, can you name the people that are, you know, we can say the ones that were there during JFK's day or whatever, but who are they now? I mean, can we name them, or are they so well hidden and so well protected and looked after that those names aren't going to come to fruition until people do research 20 or 30 years down the line?
I can only say name them up to a certain level, because this world of conspiracies are so big, and since I am somebody that I've spent so much time, and people are now starting to ask my advice for different, when it comes to different areas, I need to focus on these areas and not spread out all over the place. And so I go up to a certain level where the Bilderberg Group is, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Committee of 300, that level. Mm-hmm. But there are for sure higher levels in this power pyramid. Who they are up on that level, I'm the wrong person to ask, because I haven't focused on it.
Sure. So it's the groups like the Bilderbergers, the Trilaterals, the Club of Rome, and all those type of groups that are basically joining hands, forces, etc., to monopolize the control of and power of the world.
Yeah, but they are not at the actual top either. They are also being used. So the ones on the top, I mean, many different researchers, they say the Jesuits, the Vatican, the Zionists, the Illuminati. I don't know, you know, I don't know. I'm not one of them, and I haven't put my focus on really trying to find that out. I leave that to other people who are more passionate about this area and more skilled and have more knowledge, because I do my part, and this part has been to try and identify the different templates, the different methods they're using, and I hope by exposing the methods that that will help for the masses or the man in the street to quickly be able to identify when a false flag is being pulled off, so that he won't buy into it, because they use these false flags to push forward their agenda by secretly creating a problem, a mass shooting, a bomb, a terror act. See, they the one who secretly creates it to get the reaction from the population. And the reaction they want to is always the emotional, oh my God, something needs to be done. And then they will come forward with a solution. And the solution is every single time you giving up your rights, you accepting more and more control, you being more and more supervised by robocops and drones and police forces and you name it. So, what can I say?
Well, people think you're absolutely great. I'm getting some great feedback from the Pal Talk group as well, seeking solutions. We are seeking solutions here that on People's Internet Radio, and really the solution to taking the next step is that more and more people are aware of this, so that we are en masse, if you like, can turn around and say no. You know, but we should be naming our, I suppose, globalists, is for want of a better word, corporatist globalists, in each country, and pointing them out as figureheads of the evil that's been going on this planet and getting them to stop.
Do you know, in my book, Coup d'etat in Slow Motion, which you can find on lightonconspiracies.com, the last 200 pages is just the membership list of the Bilderberg Group from 1954 all the way up until 2014, the locations where they met with these super secret meetings, and the agenda that has leaked out. And the reason why I put such an emphasis on that is because when you compare the agenda that they've been discussing, as they say, they are just meeting for a nice cup of tea and a muffin, but when you check out the agenda and then you compare it to what has happened in the world the year following these meetings, you will see the parallels are incredible. You know, because this is part of this shadow world government, I would say a big part of it. And so by exposing them, by naming them, by confronting them, we are in a position to make a major step forward, I would say. And when If I can just continue, I was invited as a key speaker at the Bilderberg meeting, or outside the Bilderberg meeting, just a few months ago in Copenhagen. And I was not a speaker at their meeting, but we were just outside the meeting, the hotel, the Marriott Hotel in Copenhagen. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I said was, it was really amazing to be so close to this group. You know, they could hear what I was saying in there, I'm sure, because I was speaking in one of these awful bullhorns. But what I said was, if you think of that this group is one of the major groups in the world, so-called powerful groups in the world, if you look at the hotel that was behind us, were they totally filling it up so that it was almost bursting? No. Were they filling up half of the hotel? No. Were they filling up two floors? No. Were they filling up one floor? No. Were they filling up like maybe a couple of conference rooms? Yes. Okay. Compare that, these two small rooms, or maybe big rooms, but these two rooms, they're